So this Shabbos is Parshat Vayera, and this Shabbos happens to also be what's called a Shabbos across the world. It was started by the Chief Rabbi of South Africa. I'm very happy to be part of it. I'll be flying this evening to South Africa, actually, for the first time. And I'm looking forward to being part of this wonderful, wonderful initiative that I've heard about, many of our graduates are involved with. So therefore, I thought that we'll dedicate a shiur to something that happens on Friday nights in most shuls that you know about, that you've seen, and is very strange. As everybody here knows, a typical Ma'ariv Friday night follows the Ma'ariv on Thursday night and on Wednesday night, except for 1 to 2 differences. I'm talking about the beginning of Ma'ariv till the Amida. What's the first difference? Before Vishamru? What's the final bracha we say? We say Gagavna, Baba Matlik, and okay, that's all before Ma'ariv. What did you say last night at Ma'ariv? Baruch Ato Hashem, right before Kaddish. Shomer, Amo, Yisrael, La'ad. What do we say Friday night? Afore Sukkot Shalom Aleinu, as Mr. Weiser says correctly. And the second difference, which I wanted to talk about, is Vishamru. But these two differences are connected to one another, and I'll explain why. Amar Mar, top of the source sheet. Kore Kriyat Shema Umit Palel. A person to say Kriyat Shema and then Daven. Daven here doesn't mean continue davening. What does davening mean?
Amida.
Messiah Rabbi Yochanan. This is a proof to Rabbi Yochanan, to Amar Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan religiously said, Ezehu Beina Olam Haba, who's a person that will inherit a good world to come? Zeh Somech Geula L'Tfila Sher Arvit. A person that ensures that he's able to connect Geula, redemption, to what we call Shmoneh Esrei. What's Geula? Ga'al Yisrael to Shmoneh Esrei. Do we do that every morning?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, sure.
Morning, unnegotiable. What do we do at night? Do we say Ga'al Yisrael and start davening?
No,
we say what bracha? Did everyone hear Daven Ma'ariv last night? Am I talking here to a crowd? Do we have to go back to... Okay, there's 3 prayers Jews daven every day. Shachris, Mincha, do we have to go through that again? Or everyone knew that? Okay, good. What did we say last night? We said Ga'al Yisrael, what? We started to daven? What do we say at Ma'ariv? No? Ashkiveinu. So we don't do what the Gemara here says. So I guess that according to Rabbi Yochanan, no one around this table is going to inherit a good world to come. I hope you're able to sleep at night. That's what it seems to say. Native Barber Rabbi Rabina says, Mar, the son of Rabina. At night you say 2 brachos before Kriyat Shema, Ma'ariv Aravim in Ohev Amo Yisrael, and 2 brachos after Ga'al Yisrael and Shomer Amo Yisrael La'ad. V'im amarta bai lismoch, v'halok asamich gula l'tfila, da bai l'meimar hashkiveinu. At night, dead giveaway, we never do this. We always say hashkiveinu. There's never a night of the year where we're somech geula l'tfila, because we have that bracha of hashkiveinu. So how does the Gemara answer? Before looking at the sheet, what's the Gemara going to answer? Theoretically, there can be 2 answers. Number 1, how did we start this Gemara? We didn't say, you have to somech geula l'tfila like shachris. What did we say? Rabbi Yochanan said, whoever does it is a ben ha'olam haba. Nice, good idea, but not
obligatory.
So good Gemara, we love Rabbi Yochanan. We don't do it for whatever reasons we have. In other words, it's not obligatory. However, there's another way to answer it, and this is the way the Gemara goes. And that is to talk it into yourself that Hashkiveinu is either an extended Geula or other side. Either you stretch out the geula, or you stretch out the tefillah. So either it's the beginning of tefillah, or the end of the geula. That's the way the Gemara goes. Amri, kevan de tikta rabbanon hashkiveinu, because our rabbi said you have to say hashkiveinu at night. So you're not saying Ga'al Yisrael and right away going into Ma'ariv. Says the Gemara, kegeula arichta dami. It's a long geula. And it makes sense. What's hashkiveinu all about? If we have to sum it up. Look at the end of the bracha. Baruch atah Hashem shomer amo Yisrael la'ad. What's hashkiveinu about? Shomer amo Yisrael la'ad. Translate. Guard the Jewish people forever. What's geula? God took us out of Egypt and took us out of dire straits. Namely, God looked after us. So it's the same idea. God looked after us. He redeemed us from Egypt, redeemed us from many other issues. Today, He's going to redeem us again, and we're asking for Him to redeem us. Specifically, right now, tonight, Hashkiveinu, Hashem Elokeinu, L'Shalom, let us sleep with peace tonight. So therefore the Gemara says, you know what? We do Somech Ge'ula L'Tfila, albeit not the way we do it in the morning. In the morning we say, Gal Yisrael finished. At night, we add in Hashkiveinu, and Hashkiveinu is just an extended Ge'ula. It's Ge'ula square. Everyone okay? So everyone here is going to inherit the world to come. I hope you're all okay with it. Because we do this every night. Albeit differently than the morning. If you look at the Tosfos says, Halacha ke Rabbi Yochanan, de breita misayile v'chein pasach halacha gedolot. The halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, v'im kein en eschol, yesh li yizaher shalol esaper ben geula da arvit l'shmona esrei. So once you say hashkiveinu, you better go right into l'shmona esrei. Don't say anything, because if at that moment you start making... You're not Somech Ge'ula L'Tvila. Can anyone right away think of something we do that's our problem? Ah, Mr. Weiser got it. Yes. We'll get to it. We're going to get to it. Yuri Yeneinu, we're going to get to it. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. We got a bigger problem, though. It's not in the Siddur. It's a bigger problem. It's called the Minhag of Gabayim. You don't want to get in the Gabayim's bad side. That's a bad idea. You get on the Gabayim's bad side, he'll come back at you one day. Wow. He'll give everyone aliyahs on Simchas Torah except for you. He'll make sure to mispronounce you. You don't want to get on the Gabayim's bad side. So, let me ask you all a very simple question. If you want to get on the Gabayim's bad side, you don't like him, what's the one thing you can tell him? You can say you're a terrible, vicious, malicious Jew. Every single month, you violate this Tosfos, who says the halachas like Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Because the Chazin says, Shomer Amo Yisrael Ad, and they say Kaddish. And after the Kaddish, something like this happens. And what does the Gabbai announce? Once a month? Yaleh v'yavah! Gentlemen, the minute he announces, Yaleh v'yavah, what did he not do? He didn't. He's not inheriting the world to come. Go up to him after davening, say, my condolences. You're not inheriting the world to come. Whoa, we got a problem. Indeed, the Tosfos says, this is the way we paskin. Very interesting. However, if you look on the left side of the page, the same Tosfos there says, "Humiu b'seder Rav Amram pirish mashanu romim kaddish ben geula l'tfila arvit la'ashmuinan de'lo ba'inan misnich geula d'arvit l'tfila b'shum d'tfila d'arvit reshut." But you should know, says the Tosfos, I'm intellectually honest. One of those people are still around today. I'm intellectually honest. I have to be honest with you. I looked in the Siddur of Rav Amram Gaon. Now, in the Siddur of Rav Amram Gaon, it's not like you have art scroll, Koren, Berenbaum, Rav Amram Gaon. No. The Siddur of Rav Amram Gaon is an attempt to put in all Hilchos Tefillah within the Siddur. So, and many other things. So in that Siddur of Rav Amram Gaon, that's an ancient, ancient Siddur, we're talking about pre-10th century, in that Siddur, he says, you say Kaddish after Shomer Amo Yisrael Ad, unlike the morning. Morning Gal Yisrael right into Shmoneh Esrei. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan, wonderful Jew, he never said it was obligatory. And I'll add a monkey wrench in, says Rav Amram Gaon. The tefillah tarvit reshut? Does anyone say you have to daven Ma'ariv every night? So we're not going to get into that today. But simply, when you read the Gemaras and Brachos, Tfilat Arvit Rishut, if you feel like you daven, and if not, not. So because Ma'ariv is not obligatory, you can't start saying it's an obligation in Ma'ariv to do this, that, and the other thing. The whole thing is one big story of volunteerism. And a volunteer can do what he wants. And therefore you can't have halachos regarding Ma'ariv. So, putting those two things together, A, Rabbi Yochanan never said his words as a definitive halacha, and B, Tfilat Arvit Rishut, you don't have to somech gula tfilah. Dead giveaway, says Rav Amram Gaon. I went to shul last night. I davened Tashkivenu after Gal Yisrael, and I said Kaddish, two things that were partitions between the geula to the tfilah. So according to the Tosfos, you have to somech gula tfilah, and therefore everything has to be subsumed into either geula the tfilah. So what would Tosfos say about our Kaddish? Just going to throw it out there. We said Hashkivenu is a long geula. Great. So what's going to be Kaddish? We prolong the tefillah. We must be, right? Or maybe Kaddish is a prolonging geula, whatever it might be. Says Rav Amram Gaon, forget about all of that. You don't have to somech geula the tefillah at night. So, nafkamina, right here, between Rav Amram Gaon and the halachos gedolos, is the gabbai a vicious, malicious, terrible person when on Rosh Chodesh he says, Yalla ve'yavo, or not? According to the halachos gedolos, yes, you have to keep your mouth shut. According to Rav Amram Gaon, there's no reason to keep your mouth shut. You can do any announcements you want at Ma'ariv. Nafkamina number two. Exactly what Mr. Weiser said. Many of you know that there are Jews outside of Israel. Did you know that, Mitch? Okay, good. Do you know that outside of Israel there's shuls? Good. See, today I'm not taking anything for granted. I asked the question, what's Ma'ariv? Everyone looked at me. So therefore we're going to go right in order today, right from the basics. So there's a Chutz La'aretz, that's the place outside of Israel. In this place there's shuls. In these places, in the shuls, there's sometimes minyans. And in these places where there's sometimes minyans for Ma'ariv. Okay? All right? George, where you come from, is there a minyan every day? You daven together?
Yeah.
Okay, so even George has it. George comes from, remind me?
Zimbabwe.
Where do you come
Zimbabwe.
From? Zimbabwe. In Zimbabwe, there's a minyan every day. Now in Chutz La'aretz, as you've seen in many of the sitters and in many of the shuls, they don't stop at Shomer Amo Yisrael La'ad. They go further. Where do they go further? They have a royal mouthful that starts with the words, Baruch Hashem. Anyone remember? No one here has been to outside of Israel. Wonderful. You forgot Chutz La'aretz. You came off the plane. That's it. You got your two dots of hood. Off!
23 and a half years.
They say part of the Kriya Shema Lamita. Correct. So, says the Tosfos, I'm living over here in Germany, and I see that in my shul in Chutz La'aretz, they're saying after Shomer Amo Yisrael La'ad, an additional bracha that ends with HaMelech B'Chvado, Melech of something another. Anyone remember? That whole razzle dazzle at the end, long, long bracha. Tosfos on the right side. Tosfos says, "Va'anu omrim, va'anu shomrim yiru'einenu, upsukim acharim acher ashkivenu." Hey, by us, I just said we passing like the halachas gedolos. You got a somech geula letzvila. So ashkivenu is a long geula, and the kaddish is a long tvila. How do we insert in the yiru'einenu over there? According to my logic, you shouldn't. So says the Tosfos, Niraho il v'tiknu luhu rabbanan, have a leke gula richta. What does the Tosfos say? I use the same answer again.
It's part.
You know, you're right, you're also right. Okay, what's Ashkivenu? A long geula. What's Yeruenenu? Also a long geula. All right. But we have to continue talking it into ourselves. That we're somech geula litvila at night. Oh, you got a Kaddish, you got a Hashkivenu, and a Chutz La'aretz Yeruenenu. It's all part of the geula. All right. Look on the left side. Rav Yitzchak Ibn Giyat. Rav Yitzchak Ibn Giyat, early Rishonim. Rav Yitzchak Ibn Giyat says, Rav Yitzchak Ben Giyat, Katav, Delo Amrinan Baruch Hashem La'olam, Mishum Debai Lemasmich Geula Letvila, V'chen Katav HaRambam Zal. The Rambam says, I don't buy into this. What the Gemara says, I get. The Gemara talked about Hashkivenu. We read it together. The Gemara never spoke about Yeruenenu, and therefore we have to somech geula litfila. That's it. The Rashba paskins that way. I brought it here on the page. The Sefer Hamanhig, which written by Rav something Hayarchi. He came from a place called Yarchi, Yareach, Moon, Lunel. He came from a place called Lunel. So in this place, he lived in between the two great Jewish centers at the time. The Manhattan Jewish Center and the Queens Jewish Center. No, I'm joking. He lived between the big two Jewish centers, Ashkenaz and Sfarad. And he wrote a book called Sefer HaManhig, which is a book about his travels. Many people write blogs. I went over here, I went over there. They post on Facebook, I'm flying over there. I never understood that post per se. I understand posts that have content, but just, I'm flying over here. So, I'm over here. Don't know. So, what? Well, what are you doing there? Don't know. I'm just telling you, I'm flying over there. The Sefer HaManhig said, I went to Sfarad, and I went to Ashkenaz, and I saw all these different minhagim. So I'm going to put it all into the book. So in the Sefer HaManhig, that's the best place to look. In the name of the Rashbam, he says, Rabbi Shmuel, lo yachotem ba baskarat Hashem, lo hodiya she'ina bracha, uchiditnan be'er b'varach shtayim l'acharea, v'yad v'brichot kriyat shma shachit v'arvim, mitechtiv shevera b'yam and dehalechtecha, chen alehem, en lo sifem, mehen ali groa. The Sefer HaManhig says in the name of the Rashbam, a sort of a middle opinion, and that is that he would say Yeru Einenu, but without the bracha, because the Gemara is explicit. Two brachas before Kriyat Shema, two brachas after. So we see right here that if you paskin, you have to somech ge'ula l'tfila at night, then what about Yeru Einenu?
It's part of the...
Simple pshat is, we already, as we say in Hebrew, mitzvarim al arishonim, we're already sorry about our hashtiveinu, we had to talk it into ourselves, that's a long geula, but you're going to add on to it, you're going to add more fuel to the fire. So it comes along, Rabbi Yitzchak Ibn Giat, in the Rashba, in the name of the Rambam, and says, don't say Yeru Einenu. It's not written in the Gemara. That's it, whatever we got, and that in and of itself is questionable. Comes the Tosfos and says, no, that's also geula richta. Okay. How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? First of all, we have to ask, if the Shulchan Aruch paskin, you have to somech gula l'tfila at night? Because once he does, we have to start being very careful what we say there. If he says, you don't have to, we can do what we want. We can say announcements, appeals, do what you want to do at that moment. Imagine, after you daven Mayrish, Omer Moyeser La'ad, let's make an appeal for the shul. We have to somech gula l'tfila, so let's make an appeal. Many nafkaminas we can come out of this. We once mentioned one of them around this table. But let's see, Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim, Siman Reish Lamed Vav. Eim l'saper ben gula da'arvis atfila. Don't announce Yalav Yavel, don't do an appeal. Ve'af chino hagim lomar yutchet psukim ve'yurei enenu. And even those that are knowing to say that Baruch Hashem lo'olam, eim l'hafzik ben yurei enenu l'tfila. And even if you say that, that's it. We already have to talk it into ourselves. Ashkivenu's a geula arichta. We're gonna, if you stretch our arms, we're gonna talk it into ourselves that the ruineinu is a geula arichta. That's it. Don't go further. Umil, ready for this? I hope all the gabayim are not listening. Mashem achris shliach tzibur roish chodesh ben kaddish l'tfila arvit lo have hefsek kivan shu tzarech atfila. What did we just say? You have to somech geula l'tfila. Correct.
Right.
So, anything that's not geula-based or tefillah-based, don't talk about. So at that moment, you can't make an appeal for the shul. Got it. But can you announce that you have to say yalla v'yavo?
Yeah.
Yeah, why?
Because it's the tefillah.
It's part of the tefillah, meaning it's a tzorech ha-tefillah. V'chen yachol omar, baruch hu lo'osit mishalosh, amav aloha v'hefsek. Interesting. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that indeed you have to somech geula v'tefillah. And anything that's not geula based and not tefila based, you can't talk about it. If you look on the left side, however, and see if Gimel, he says, Matzat tzibur shekaru kriyat shema v'rotzim la'amod b'tefila, yitpaleli mahem v'achach l'kikar kriyat shema b'irchoteha. Anyone see a problem here? Problem number one. Why is the Shulchan Aruch telling the, for saying so, criminals what to do? Have you seen these criminals? They come into shul late. Have you ever met them? Don't answer. Anyone that answers is going to be violating a halacha that we keep quiet called Lashon Hara. Shh. But if you've seen them, or try to picture them in your mind, they come in late to Ma'ariv. They come in late to Shachris. You know, one of those guys that come in late to Shachris. They come in late. What should they do? So the Shulchan Aruch says, you know, coming in late There's two kinds. There's criminals. I don't care about them. But there's people that have to give their daughter to the bus. They have to help out their wife. Their car didn't start. Those are not criminals. They're shogigim. Not shogigim. They're anusim. What do you want from them? We got to help them out. So we're going to give them a protocol what to do when you come to shul late. So we have to go back to the basics. If we have to somech ge'ula letfila, if you would have asked me, I would have said, okay. So at night you have to say all the birkos kriyat shma. Kriyat shma. Gal Yisrael Ashkivenu, if you say Yerui Neinu as well, and Davin Shmon Esrei. What's the probability of you doing all of that and still davening your silent Amida with the minion? Rather low. In the morning, you have to summon the tefillah. So you come to shul late, what do you got to do? You have to start with the first bracha of Kriyat Shema, the second bracha of Kriyat Shema, say Kriyat Shema, say Vayatzi V'Nachon, all the way to Gal Yisrael, and start your Shmoneh Esrei. So says the Shulchan Aruch, in the morning, you come in late to shul, tough nooks, you got a Tzomech Geulah Letzvila, there's nothing that's going to mitigate and take it away. What is he paskin here regarding Ma'ariv? Matzah Tzibor Shekaro Kriyat Shema Rosim La'mod B'Tfila. You come into shul, Ma'ariv is called for 6:10, like a good Jew, you walk in at 6:15. And at 6:15, the minyan has already finished the two brachos before Kriyat Shema. They finished Kriyat Shema. They finished Ga'al Yisrael. The Chazan's in the middle of Hashkivenu. What do you do? Says the Shulchan Aruch. Yitpaleli mahem? V'achakach ikar Kriyat Shema b'yachoseh. Daven with them and then do Kriyat Shema. Now, if we do that, what aren't we doing? How come? We just saw that the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you can't say anything that's not Geula based or Tefila based. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Tefila Tatzibur Adifa. Mimismach Geula the Tefila Darvis. Ma'ariv is different than Shachris. Why? Shachris, everyone agrees you have to Somech Geula the Tefila. There's no mitigating view. With regard to Ma'ariv, first of all, we don't know if that's true. We saw that the Seder of Amram Gaon, he said, good idea, Rabbi Yochanan, but not Paskin Lahalacha. At Ma'ariv, you don't have to Somech Geula the Tefillah. That's number one. Number two, if you have to weigh Somech Geula the Tefillah versus Tefillah B'Tzibor, what's more important, says the Mishnah Berurah, davening with a minion. Because when you daven without a minion, nobody in their right mind knows if Hashem's listening. But when you daven with a minion, the Gemara says in two places in Avodah Zarah and Brachos that indeed God has to listen to your prayers. So, minion is more important than Somech Geula Tefillah on one condition. That Somech Geula Tefillah is not a halacha, but a good idea. So, as you can see here, we have a very interesting situation. We should Somech Geula Tefillah. However, A, because it's not obligatory, we can be a little lax on what Geula means. What's Geula mean? It also means Hashkivenu, maybe it means Yeruenenu, or take away Yeruenenu. The Gemara didn't talk about it, just Hashkivenu. Number one. Number two, if you come into shul late, don't worry about Smichas Geula Litfila, you can be a good Jew without it, daven with the Tzibur, and then say Birkos Kriyat Shema with Kriyat Shema. If you recall, I said around this table that Rav Herschel Schechter says that he thinks it's not right that you say Kriyat Shema at the wrong time. Now, we know there's many early minyans around the world. What's early minyans? They daven mincha, and in order not to have to come back, they wait till shkia plus 1 minute, and they daven ma'ariv. So you can be makil on ma'ariv because it's ben hashmashos. Ma'ariv, ben hashmashos is suffik yom, suffik laila, so it may be night. If it may be night, it may be ma'ariv time. So therefore, says Rav Herschel Schechter, what does he do? He davens Shmoneh Esrei with the tzibur. Then he waits till it gets dark, later on, an hour later, or half an hour later. And what does he do? He says, Birkos Shema with Kriyat Shema. Why? Because as we saw here, you don't have to Somech Geula Letfila according to Rav Amram Gaon. And even though it's a good idea, it's the right thing to do, as soon as you have mitigating factors, you can start playing around. Now, how does this all connect to our Friday night? We just gave a whole wonderful introduction that we have to somech geula letfila at night. We saw, maybe not, maybe yes. The Gemara seems to say it's a good idea, but yet the Gemara does talk about the fact that we say Ashkiveinu. So the Gemara says, because it's a good idea, we can be lax on what geula means. And Ashkiveinu is like a long geula. Great. We saw that therefore there's an afkamina that you say Yeruei Neinu, Brechas Baruch Hashem Lolam Amen Amen, like they do in Chutz Laaretz. And what do you do when you come into shul late? Now, putting those two things together, let's go to our situation. Since we've already added in Hashkiveinu, and in some places Yeruei Neinu, can we add in a few more things? What did we add in Friday night? I started to share by saying, what are the two differences? The first difference is, we say, HaPores Sukkot Shalom Aleinu V'Kol Amo Yisrael V'Yerushalayim, in place of Hashkiveinu. Turn the page. What else do we add in? V'Shamru. No, there's already a song for it, right? Oh, everyone says V'Shamru. Anyone see a problem with that V'Shamru? Friday nights?
That's after the Amidah, no? Isn't that after the Amidah?
No, it's before the Amidah. After the Amidah is Vayechulu.
Oh.
Before the Amidah, you say V'Shamru. Well, let me ask you.
No, it's
don't look at the page. Why wouldn't people say V'Shamru?
Because it's a Hefsek.
Because it's not the Geulah.
Hefsek, why?
Because you're not sumeking
Geulah L'Tfila.
And some people hold that.
So assuming you have to sumech Geulah L'Tfila, even at Ma'ariv, those two assumptions, look on the right side of the page, the Gra. Lo omrim, the Havi Hefsek, ben Geulah L'Tfila. And this, of course, fascinates me every time. You know, I have this...
The big shul in they don't
say it. Right, because they follow Minhag HaGra. If you ever had a shul where they say V'shamru, they sing that song, and all of a sudden you hear the chasm say Yitkadal, you know he's not saying it. But he's doing it quietly, he's respecting the minhag of the shul, yet he himself is not saying it. Okay? If he starts with Kaddish and a shul that they say V'shamru, he's a bit of a chatzuf. It's going against the minhag of a shul. But this fascinates me the most. You know that the Misnagdim and the Hasidim didn't really get along once upon a time. Unfortunately, with these elections, we're seeing it again. Did you know that I have a pet habit, everyone here knows, to try to see if a Hasid and a Litvak agree? Guess what? Two people that were at odds with each other during their lifetime, the Bala Tanya, Rav Shneur Zalman Miladi, and the Gro, the Gaon Mivilna, this issue, amongst others, agree! If you look in the Siddur of the Admor HaZaken from Chabad and the Tzemach Tzedek, which one of the Rabbeim of Chabad later, they also don't say V'Shamru. Probably why? Because you have to somach Geula L'Tfila. We already are sorry for saying Hashkiveinu, but we talked it into ourselves. It's a Geula Arichta. You can't add on. That's it. That's view number one. And many people follow. Rokeach, middle view. V'omer B'lachash V'Shamru B'nei Yisrael T'Shabbos. Okay, don't say it out loud, say it quietly. Can anyone tell me how that solves anything? If you're allowed to, say it out loud. If you're not allowed to, what do you mean say it quietly? How does that solve anything? Explains the Tzlach. The Tzlach on his Peirush 2, Meseches Brachos. Who is the Tzlach? Tziyun LeNefesh Chaya. He wrote a book in honor of his mother, Chaya. Anyone know? Give you homework. I want to hear an answer by the end of the day, Bruce. Committee of One, you better find it out. As you're on your phone there, you look it up. Tzlach, what did he write? Famous, famous other book. Tzlach is less known. The Tzlach is a parish on Meseches Brach, is one of the Achronim. He says like this, Kevan shelo amru an Moshe, im ken have hefsek ben shma v'ahavta, v'chen parach hashas, lo amru Moshe, v'hine b'shash, shamasik halacha, nemru b'chashayim, v'var b'zeh b'chashayim lo have hefsek. So the Tzlach here is talking about something else. Why do we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto L'Olam V'Ed quietly? Because in the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto L'Olam V'Ed. But the Gemara says that when at the end of his life, Yaakov Avinu is on his deathbed, and he looks around and he says, does everyone here believe in God? And they all say, Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Shem Echad. What was Yaakov's reaction? Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto L'Olam V'Ed. So our holy great-grandfather Yaakov Avinu said it, but Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah didn't. So we got a machlokas between Yaakov and Moshe. Not Yaakov and Moshe from the street, but Yaakov and Moshe from the Torah. So what is our compromise? 364 days a year, we paskin like Moshe. But once a year, we paskin like Yaakov. Not accurate. All year long we paskin like both, but what do? We have respect for Moshe who didn't say it. We have respect for Yaakov who did say it. So what's our compromise? We'll say it quietly. We'll say it quietly. It's like people Friday night, they don't like to start Vayera, Vayvoker, Yom HaShishi, because it's the middle of a pasuk. They want to start with Vayara Lokim et Kol Asher Asavi Hinei Tov Meod. But most people don't do that. So at your own house, do what you want. But when you're in public, in front of 150 people, you want to say it. You believe you should say it. You shouldn't stop a pasuk in the middle. So what's the best idea? Say it quietly. So basically the Rokeach here is saying, hey, listen, I don't know if we're supposed to say it or not. I don't know if you have to somech gula v'tfilah at night or not. Maybe it's a nice thing to say, maybe not. So I'll tell you my compromise. If you want to say it quietly. Interesting. See the Rav Amram Gaon, Abu Draham, and the Tor says, you say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Aparetcha Kashkom Aleinu Kol Amo Yisrael Yerushalayim, V'nohagin Lomar Pasuk V'Sham Lu V'nei Yisrael. Mishnah Berurah, in name of the Prima Gadim, Aminag Lomar Chasim, Baruch V'Sham Lu V'nei Yisrael. Both the Mishnah Berurah and the Torah, the Mishnah Berurah, who likes the Gra, says, the Minag, even where I live, in Radin, is to say Vishambu. Now, what is this all based on? Very simple. Whoever doesn't say it will say that it's a Hefsek. You have to Sugula, the Tefillah. Whatever the Gemara says you could say, that's it. So Hashkiveinu, that's where it ends. And whoever says you should say Vishambu, could say one of two things. Number one, you don't have to somech ge'ula l'tfila at Ma'ariv. Dead giveaway, if you come to shul late, you don't have to somech ge'ula l'tfila. Or number two, what did we say about Hashkiveinu? We talked it into ourselves that it's what? It's not a hefsek, it's not a partition, but what is it? A long ge'ula. It's ge'ula square. Correct? So maybe we can talk it into ourselves that Vishamru is Ge'ula square. Or, third option, you have to somech Ge'ula the Tfila. Okay, if it's not Ge'ula square, then maybe it's Tfila square. Guess what? You have all the points of view. Point of view number one is you have to somech Ge'ula the Tfila. Don't say it. Point of view number two is you don't have to somech Ge'ula the Tfila. Say whatever you want. Point number three, view number three is, no, it's a long ge'ula. Look in the middle. The Gemara says, Ilmalei Mishamrin Yisrael Shtei Shabbatot Kilchatan Miyad Nigalin. Famous Gemara says, if all the Jewish people would keep two Shabbases, they would be redeemed. Why? For a pasuk. The Torah says, we say Friday night, Baruch Hashem, Pesgetshu Amekol Meitzavav Yishalayim, V'chena Minhag Be'ashkenat U'V'Tzarpat, V'en Chotmi Tshumer Amo Yisrael Lad. Why don't we say Friday night, God who guards the Jewish people forever, and in place of it we say God who puts the tabernacle of peace over all the Jewish people and on Jerusalem. Kedeita b'medrash shebeshabbos ein tzrichim shmira shahashabbat shomer. You don't need extra security on a Friday night. Why? Who's guarding you? Who's guarding you? The Shabbos. V'nohagim lomar pasuk v'shambu v'nei Yisrael lomar she'im yishmeru Shabbat ein tzrichim shmira v'hu gamkin me'in ha'gehula. So again, you want to say v'shamru. First point of view says, no, you have to somech gula l'tfila, keep your mouth shut. View number two is, you don't have to somech gula l'tfila, do what you want. View number three is, you do have to somech gula l'tfila, but what's v'shamru? A long ge'ula. Because what Shabbos is all about? If you keep Shabbos, Shabbos will guard over you. What's Geula? Redeeming. God will guard over Sashkiveinu, God will guard over you. So what do? We say Vishamru, it's a long Geula. And what's view number four? Dead giveaway already. You have to somech Geula the Tfila. So if it's not Geula, then what is it? Tfila, says the priest. Shadatam shana remember regalim vayidaber Moshe. Uva yom ha-kippurim ki bayom hazeh. Uva roshan shana. Know anyone? Tiku b'chodesh shofar. And on Friday night, b'sham. V'lo havi hefsek. Why? Mishum dechashvinan lei ketfila arichta. Dekevan shebala askir kedushas hayom. Hilchach tzarich laskir kodem lachen me'ena me'ora. What's v'shamru? Hi, everyone. Welcome to our synagogue. Tonight's not a Thursday night, not a Wednesday night. It's a special Friday night. So we are going to daven a special silent Amida and sanctify the day. Let us now say together the sanctification of the day before we say it silently. And everyone says, V'shamru v'nei Yisrael et ha-Shabbat. The Jewish people keep the Shabbat, the holy day. So what is it? It's sort of an introduction to tefillah. It's a tefillah arichta. Now you understand how this works now?
Yeah.
It's very simple. Either you don't have to somech gula the tefillah, so therefore you can say v'shamru wherever you want, make an appeal for the shul. Do a fundraiser at that moment, no problem. Or you have to somech geula the tefillah. We already don't know about this hashkivena, but we found some reason in the Gemara. That's it. Don't add anything else. Don't say v'shamru. Third opinion is you can say v'shamru because it's a geula arichta, because Shabbos guards the Jewish people. Or fourth point of view is it's not a geula arichta, but a tefillah arichta. Namely, it's an introduction to the davening, just like we saw in the Shulchan Aruch. You can bang on the beam and say Yalevi Yavo. That's an introduction to the davening. So Baruch Hashem, we came to the conclusion today that all the above are legitimate. If you say v'shamru, it's because of one of three reasons. Either because you don't have to somech ge'ula l'tfilah, and we found validity for that, especially the guy who comes in late to shul. Or because it's a ge'ula richta, or because it's a tfilah richta. And if you don't say it, you say, no, you have to somech ge'ula l'tfilah, whatever the Gemara says to say, say, that's it. That giveaway, therefore, that the gentleman who doesn't say v'shamru will probably not also say what? In Chutz Laretz, Baruch Hashem La'olam. Because he says, whatever the Gemara says I do, that's it. Okay? Ad kan, the halachic part of the shir. To sum up, we have a discussion that do you have to somech ge'ula the tefillah at night? And we said in the Gemara it seems to be a good idea. The Tosfos, the name of the Bahag, says yes, and the Rav Amram doesn't say you have to. Nafkaminas, we said very simply, number one. Nafkamina number one is, can you add in the announcement for Rosh Chodesh? And then we said, well, we're going to get tricky here because there's four points of view. Yudavoy number one is, you have to somech ge'ula the tefillah. You can't add anything the Gemara didn't say to add. That's it. So you're going to skip Yeruvin Einu, you're going to skip v'shamru, right into Kaddish. That's all you can do. Kaddish is a tefillah arichta. Shomer Amo Yisrael La'ad or Afarosu Kachalom Aleinu is a ge'ula arichta. That's it.
You can just clap.
Klap is also a hefsek, in my opinion. What's the difference? The only way it wouldn't be a hefsek, if you clap, it's a hefsek.
Why you don't say anything?
It doesn't make a difference. You used your hands. On Shabbos, you didn't use your mouth. You used your hands to put on the lights. You didn't do a malacha.
No, malacha is with the hands.
And with the mouth.
It's generally deeper.
And if you walk into your house and you say, what's the name of that thing? Alexa, put on the lights. It's not malacha. It's an absolute malacha.
I don't know if it is or isn't.
It's an absolute malacha. There's no grumma involved. You can talk, you can use your hands, you can use your feet. It's a malacha. Okay? A malacha is direct. Okay, so clapping is also a problem. If you want to be machmir on ge'ula the tefillah, first point of view, namely, hashkivenu, we have to say the Gemara said it. Kaddish, you have to say, and that's it. But you want to tell people it's Rosh Chodesh. The only eitza I can give is not to clap and not to announce, but the chazan should end the Kaddish with the nigun of Rosh Chodesh. That's the only eitza I can give. That's not a hefsek, that's nothing. That's just changing the nigun. That's the only idea I can give. View number two is you don't have to somech gula the tefillah at night. We saw if you come into shul late, you can daven Shmoneh Esrei and then say the brachos. Therefore, no issue. Say v'shamru, make an appeal, do a fundraiser, jump up and down, clap on the bima, dance on the bima, do whatever you want. View number three is you have to somech gula the tefillah, but guess what? V'shamru and Baruch Hashem la'olam and Hashkivenu are all along geula. It's all part of the category of geula. And view number four is Bishamru is part of the category of tefillah. We're announcing, we're about to do a special tefillah because it's Shabbos. On Yantiv, Ayidaber Moshe, we're about to do a special tefillah, it's Yantiv. Adkan, the halachic part. And I want to add one more point of view that will maybe convince you or not convince you not to say Bishamru Friday night, but it's not halachic, it's more hashkafic. Am I allowed to do that? Because the shir is called Halacha, how does it work? So I'm going to deviate, okay? This part you can't pay me for, Bruce, because this is already outside the realm of the shir.
We don't pay to deviate.
Gentlemen, I'm going to be very simple with you. Friday night and Shabbos morning are two different experiences in davening. Look at the bottom of the page. We say Friday night, Ataki Dashtat Yom Hashvi Lishmecha. You have dedicated, and to be more precise, sanctified the seventh day for your name. Tachlit Maaseh Shamayim Va'aretz. It's the epitome of the creation. And we quote Psukim from where? Bereshis. When we quote Vayechulu, is Bereshis about the Jewish people or about the whole world? The world. Shabbos morning. You wake up after your good shluf. You come to shul. Good morning. Hopefully the children's brewing in the background. You know what you have to daven for. I'm joking. You're davening for the right things, but the children is brewing in the background. What do we say? Yismach Moshe mevmatnat chelko ki eved ne'eman karata lo. Moshe, Jewish, not Jewish. Pretty Jewish. And then we say, Ushnei l'chot avernim morid biyado. He took the two tablets down from Har Sinai. Not a tablet made of apple, but real tablets. And v'chatuv bahem shmirat Shabbos, and in the two luchos it says zachar v'shamor et yom haShabbos l'kadsho v'chen katuv b'toratecha. And what do we say? V'shamu v'nei Yisrael to Shabbos. The experience of Shabbos morning, Jewish or universal?
Jewish.
I would like to suggest the following. The Machzor Vitri, who is a Talmid of Rashi, says v'im tomar mipnei manu mishanen tfilotenu b'Shabbat balayla. How come you fablunchen the Jewish people? Yitzedrei the Jewish people every single Shabbos. Every day they daven the same Shmoneh Esrei three times a day. Correct? Good. Every single Yontiv they say the same Shmoneh Esrei from the night of Yontiv, the day of Yontiv, and Mincha. What do we do Friday?
Different
from Shabbos morning, which is different from Mincha. Forget about Musaf now. Why do you mix them up? Says the Machzor Mitri, Veshamati min Narvoni Echad, Narvona, I was in Narvona, from one of these people in Narvona. I don't know why he doesn't mention his name. It's such a beautiful idea. But he mentions this Narvoni. Maybe he had gotten into a fight with him, so he didn't want to mention his name. One of these Narvoni said to me, there's three Shabbos as we go through every week. Forget about the third one for this year. For our year, first Shabbos, Ataki Dashta, Keneget Shabbos Bereshis. Second Shabbos, Yismach Moshek, Keneget Shabbat Sinai. Sha'atora Nitna B'Shabbos Uvashkama. Shabbos has two elements to it. Number one is, God rested on the seventh day. When he rested on the seventh day, there were no Jews roaming the face of the earth. There was Adam HaRishon, that was it. There's an element of Shabbos that's universal. When people talk about today, plug off, shut off your cell phones and all that, that's the element of Shabbos that's not just Jewish. That's something that the whole world needs. But there's another element of Shabbos that's very Jewish, and that is when you want to make a cup of tea, you use a kol sheni to into a kol shlishi. And you need a plata, and you need a chulin to have something hot. That's already a Jewish Shabbos. In my humble opinion, Friday night, the entire davening is very much based on Sefer Bereshis and on the universal Shabbos. So therefore, the pasuk used within the davening is Vayechulu. Shabbos morning already, we're talking about the Jewish Shabbos, and what's the pasuk we use? V'shamru hu? V'nei Yisrael et haShabbos. Therefore, in my opinion, Friday night to say Vayechulu, very appropriate. Friday night to say V'shamru, very out of place. We're talking about the universal Shabbos. So what are you bringing in? Oh, the Jewish people sanctify Shabbos. It doesn't fit into the Shabbos Friday night theme. But Shabbos morning, it fits in very nicely. And therefore, maybe another reason not to say V'shamru is, for that reason, namely, hashkafically, Friday night should be the universal part of Shabbos. God created the world. He rested on the seventh day. We have to follow in God's way. We should all plug off. That's Friday night. Shabbos morning is the Jewish Shabbos. It's the fact that we need a plata, and we need an urn, and we have all these laws and regulations to make this day sanctified. So if you say V'shamru v'nei Yisrael Friday night, what are you doing? You're breaking up the theme of the universal Friday night into a particular Jewish one. And therefore, maybe another reason not to say V'shamru is Friday night should be the universal, and Shabbos morning should be the
particular.
And we Jews live in both worlds. On the one hand, we're part of the big world. We all complain about our taxes. We all vote in the elections. If there's a cure for cancer tomorrow, we'll all dance on the streets, Jews and non-Jews alike. On the other hand, we're Jewish. We're particular. If the price of kosher meat goes down, who's going to dance on the street? The people that keep kosher. Who keeps kosher? Jews and nuts. That's it. That's it. Why would you separate meat and milk? Unless you're Jewish. If tomorrow the prices of Luv and Esrogim go down, we'll be happy. You think a non-Jew from any religion is going to start saying, Baruch Hashem, thank God, hallelujah, the prices of Luv and Esrogim went down. What do you mean? You think so?
The drug dealers, when the price drops, could sell a lot more, and they'll be very happy. They'll have a new, open, more blood market.
Now it's Jewish. Now
gentlemen, we live in both worlds. We're part of the big world, and yes, we're also Jewish. Shabbos is no exception to that. Friday night, we talk about the big world. Shabbos morning, we talk about being particularly Jewish. And therefore, Dr. Daniel's right behind me. When a patient comes into his office, he doesn't say, are you Jewish? Oh, you are? Okay, that's dental book number one. You're not Jewish? No, that's a totally different set of teeth. It's the same thing.
Isn't that the kosher polish?
Now wait. On the other hand...
Kosher polish?
On the other hand, if someone comes into his office, or to his house, to be more precise, on Shabbos, and says, my tooth is hurting, then he's going to ask, are you Jewish or not Jewish? Because if it's Jewish, pikuach nefesh, not pikuach nefesh, chola sheyesh bo sakana, ein bo sakana, has to go through all these things. Not Jewish, he's Jewish. He's going to have to only take care of himself but not worry about the Jew he's going to be treating. So therefore, in my humble opinion, Friday night, saying v'shamru seems to be out of place. We're talking about God creating the whole world. And all of a sudden, in the middle of it, you mention the Jewish people. Doesn't fit in. Shabbos morning, it fits in beautifully. So, we had a shiur today about the Yasei V'Shamru or not. We had a halachic part and a hashkafic part. I believe that anything you do would be legitimate.